Zero Dark Thirty, the new movie from the Hurt Locker director Catherine Bigelow and screenwriter Mark Boal, is billed as the story of history's greatest manhunt for the world's most dangerous man. A dramatisation of America's 10-year attempt to kill Osama bin Laden, it's attracted controversy and strong criticism in the United States for depicting American forces torturing prisoners. Despite this, the film has equally attracted audiences, going to the top of the American box office at the weekend. Starring Jessica Chastain, who yesterday won a Golden Globe for Best Actress, the film has also garnered 5 Academy Award nominations, including Mark Boal for Best Original Screenplay. When I spoke to Mark earlier, I asked why he and director Catherine Bigelow had chosen this story as a follow-up to The Hurt Locker.
The story of bin Laden, I think, has touched so many of us. And so it did seem natural. And I was always fascinated by the intelligence side of that, the CIA side of it, and trying to understand how it was that they were trying to find this guy.
How then did you start getting the story down onto paper? Everybody thinks they know about this elusive man and the hunt for him, but how did you start trying to actualize it on screen?
Well, that's the magic of movie making. I mean, Catherine put together an amazing cast, and I tried to write a script that would be as emotional and dramatic and moving and exciting as possible, just like any other screenwriter, really, I suppose. And did some homework and talked to some people who were involved in the actual operation, and also, you know, read quite a few books and articles and so forth.
Let's talk about the title of the film, Zero Dark Thirty. It's an actual military term. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about that?
It's it means 12:30 at night. It corresponds to the timing of the raid in Abbottabad in Pakistan when they went in and killed bin Laden.
The president never appears at all, and were you conscious of that? Was that a deliberate device between yourself and Catherine Bigelow, that for a film that is all about America and America's war on terror and the administration of the Times' involvement, how do you leave the president out of it?
Well, it's not a story about the president. It's a story about the people on the ground, the workforce, as they say. Mm-hmm. It's a story about the men and women who were forward deployed in Pakistan, for example, or who were in Afghanistan. There is, I'm sure, a great movie to be made about the political side of all of this, or the electoral politics side of it. But that's just not the story we chose to tell. We were really interested in, and Catherine always talks about a boots-on-the-ground experience, mm-hmm. So that would dictate some of your narrative choices.
Segment 1.
Zero Dark Thirty, the new movie from the Hurt Locker director Catherine Bigelow and screenwriter Mark Boal, is billed as the story of history's greatest manhunt for the world's most dangerous man. A dramatisation of America's 10-year attempt to kill Osama bin Laden, it's attracted controversy and strong criticism in the United States for depicting American forces torturing prisoners. Despite this, the film has equally attracted audiences, going to the top of the American box office at the weekend. Starring Jessica Chastain, who yesterday won a Golden Globe for Best Actress, the film has also garnered 5 Academy Award nominations, including Mark Boal for Best Original Screenplay. When I spoke to Mark earlier, I asked why he and director Catherine Bigelow had chosen this story as a follow-up to The Hurt Locker.
Segment 2.
The story of bin Laden, I think, has touched so many of us, and so it did seem natural. And I was always fascinated by the intelligence side of that, the CIA side of it, and trying to understand how it was that they were trying to find this guy.
How then did you start getting the story down onto paper? Everybody thinks they know about this elusive man and the hunt for him, but how did you start trying to actualize it on screen?
Well, that's the magic of movie making. I mean, Catherine put together an amazing cast, and I tried to write a script that would be as emotional and dramatic and moving and exciting as possible, just like any other screenwriter, really, I suppose.
Segment 3.
And did some homework and talked to some people who were involved in the in the actual operation, and also, you know, read quite a few books and articles and so forth.
Let's talk about the title of the film, Zero Dark Thirty. It's an actual military term. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about that?
It's it means 12:30 at night. It corresponds to the timing of the raid in Abbottabad in Pakistan when they went in and killed bin Laden.
The president never appears at all, and were you conscious of that? Was that a deliberate device between yourself and Catherine Bigelow, that for a film that is all about America and America's war on terror and the administration of the Times' involvement, how do you leave the president out of it?
Segment 4.
Well, it's not a story about the president. It's a story about the people on the ground, the workforce, as they say. Mm-hmm. It's a story about the men and women who were forward deployed in Pakistan, for example, or who were in Afghanistan. There is, I'm sure, a great movie to be made about the political side of all of this, or the electoral politics side of it. But that's just not the story we chose to tell. We were really interested in, and Catherine always talks about a boots on the ground experience. Mm-hmm. So that would dictate some of your narrative choices.